I'm gonna do a mic test.
One, two.
This is a mic test. This is this is season 3, episode.
I'm so clumsy.
What episode? I said Ian was what, 7?
I think you said 8.
8?
So this is 8.
This is 8, right?
Yeah.
Let's see how it sounds, audio. Yeah, it's just tight. Let's go. How you guys doing? This is another episode of ATP Sit and Talk. This is season 3, episode 8. I am here with my good friend Ash. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for coming on today's episode.
Dude, thanks for having me, man.
It's been a while, dude. It's been a while. How have you been? How's life? Tell me a bit about what you have going on.
It's been good. A little rough due to the whole pandemic situation going on. But other than that, I've been going with the flow, no stress, trying to be happy.
No, I feel it. How do you find your happiness? What's your happiness?
I'd say just taking it day by day, no stress attached.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like once you have your stress, I feel like it has a big impact on how your day goes.
Absolutely, it does.
You know, you just have to find happiness, family, you know, having your family around is the main thing.
How do you, are you very family oriented? I know you guys
are. I am. I am very family oriented. So now it's hard that I can't really see them due to the whole situation going on. So it's been rough, but.
How did that, when it first happened, how did that hit you guys? Yes, I know you guys are a very good family.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, we tried to like FaceTime each other, but it was very different.
Yeah.
Just because we're physically always seeing each other, so it hit real different.
How did you keep up with like your mental health and everything throughout the whole entire quarantine throughout 2020? I know you work out. We're just discussing everything.
Yeah, actually, working out has been very helpful for me. And that's something that I enjoy doing because it releases stress, you know? You know, it's, like, very therapeutic for me. But as far as, like, life, like, it's trying to get through it, you know?
I feel like most of it is trying to get through it. It is. When everything first happened last year, I mean, how was that for you? Like, where were you at that point?
So I was currently a dental assistant. So,
A couple things, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of everything, you know?
All the possibilities.
Exactly.
So
I was doing dental, and then I stopped working due to the pandemic. So I had to find a new job.
Yeah.
I got laid off there. And then after that, it was getting a little bit more harder just because I couldn't find a job. And till this day, it's been a little difficult, but... You know, as long as I'm happy, you know, I feel like that's all that matters. And also wealthy.
Generational wealth, right?
Yeah,
that's the goal.
Exactly. But we've been hanging in, you know, trying to make the best out of things.
Right now, are you going to school or?
Yeah,
I'm going to
school right now for nutrition coaching, which is something that I'm really excited about because I want to help out people. Since I'm in the fitness industry, I like to work out. I want to help people change, you know. And I've seen my body change, and I would like to do so to help others, you know, see their body change and make them feel happy as, like, how I feel happy when I see change. You know, it's, like, physically, mentally, emotionally, how you feel inside. I don't think it's all about, like, oh, how you look. Yeah, you're going to look amazing, you know, but it helps you with your inner self.
It's really about, you know, it's really about how you feel inside.
Yeah.
It really is.
Sure.
That's just so important.
Yeah, and not a lot of people. I was just talking to a friend. And it's, like, not a lot of people see that. Like, it's more of the physical and the mental health than more of, like, how you look, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Being in the health industry and all of that, how has that driven you as a person? Like, what changes have you felt, though, within yourself? Right now?
Like, I've been very positive. I mean, as it is, you know?
Yeah,
like, I'm a pretty, like, positive person, so it uplifts you.
Yeah, it does.
You know? And for me, like, how we were talking about, like, working out early in the morning,
it's like that
changes.
Cup of coffee.
Yeah. it changes your whole state of mind of your day, you know, like, it's a big impact towards it.
What's your usual workout routine? What do you have going on right now?
So I usually work out like 5 to 6 days a week. I usually wake up early.
On it, girl. On it.
Oh, eh.
You have to be.
Yeah, you have to be, you know. It's 6 days, early mornings. I try to be there at 6. I don't like doing later due to the pandemic, since it's the only gym open right now, so it gets really hectic. So I try to avoid that. So I try to work out early mornings, get it out the way, and it feels good, you know. People are like, how do you do it? Like, how do you have this motivation? And it's like,
just wake up early, guys.
Yeah,
like,
just wake up.
Alarm.
Like, you
sleep
got
early.
It. Sleep early, exactly.
So I'll eat that. Put some water in your face.
Exactly.
You know, like, let's go.
Yeah, once you splash that water in your face, you're set.
You're chilling.
And it's like, once you hit the gym in the morning, it's like, you feel so relieved and so, like you achieve something, you know?
You do, you know.
And like,
it takes a lot.
Yeah,
dude,
it takes so much
to just get out the bed.
It
takes so much.
You know, it was hard for me to even wake up early as hell, but I had to. If you really want it, you're gonna go for it. You're gonna do it,
no
matter
what.
100%. And I started seeing you working out a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is dope.
I've been on it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I felt what you were saying, like the change too, because I was going to LA Fitness before COVID hit. I was going with a friend of mine. He was helping me train and everything.
Right.
The pandemic came, you know, LA closed, and I was like, beach workouts, park workouts for me. I would take my dumbbells and started going by myself, but it didn't feel the same compared to really, you know, being at an actual gym.
Right.
And then I came across Sorda, shout out to Sorda, and Hawthorne, and I just said, damn, I was just kind of like driven by the energy, so I was like, let me check it out, and that's where I mean, I'm just on it, honestly. It's more for me about the change, like the change you feel inside yourself, like that's...
Yeah. Spiritually.
Yeah, spiritually, mentally,
like, all of that, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's really, it's a difference that you feel in your body and everything, and I feel like to be good with people, you need to be good with yourself, you know what I mean? How can we be good, how can we help people around us if we're not helping our own selves out, if we're not really helping to drive, you know, like, us, we're so important,
right.
We're so important.
Especially when it comes to, like, loving yourself, like, how do you expect to love somebody else if you don't love yourself? You have to always put yourself first. It's like the key, you know, to become successful for anything. If you have like a positive mindset, a negative mindset, you have to. If you have a negative mindset, your day's gonna go on.
It's really,
you know?
It's really like, I'm not gonna say
it's
all in your head, but it is on your head. I don't really want to put that like it's all in your head, but it's what you think. It's your thought process.
Yeah,
so it goes to your thought process. Like
and
it, goes
how you take
it goes very deep. It goes very deep.
Yeah.
The actions, the morning, the moment you get up, what you do. They say the first 20 minutes of when you get up, that's going to define your day. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah.
So I try to, like, the moment I wake up, I'll wake up around 4. I'll meditate until, like, 5 in the morning.
Oh, my God, you meditate?
And
nice.
I just chill. I'm trying to be,
so,
I'm very
I
a beach person. I'm very chill. Like, I've started surfing a little bit. I'm just, you know.
Do
I'm
you surf me, too?
Yeah, yeah, I'm
okay.
Just chilling. I'm just chilling. I'll fall my ass into the waves, though. But, you know, it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process.
But... anything to better myself, that's what I'm trying. I'm at that moment in my life, you know, I'm trying to make sure my 20s, I'm going to be well-minded. And for me, it's all about, I need to be good. I don't want to push people away. I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do, you know, with all the possibilities, everything. I just want to, I'm trying to make an impact in the world, you know what I mean? It's all about having a fucking impact.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's so important, dude.
Yeah.
What do you have, like, cooking up? What do you plan to do when you finish school and everything?
So, what I do want to do is I want to... do my own business, you know, work for myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just get my own clients, help them change as possible, you know, as however I can help them.
Yeah.
Because I had a personal training, so I had somebody train me, and I've seen a big difference with, like, nutrition. And I'm like, damn, like, I want to try to do this. I honestly want to help people out, you know, so I want to... take it step by step, which is why I wanted to do nutrition. I was like, that has a big impact in fitness, you know? And not a lot of people.
It's amazing. No, they say,
yeah.
My body cut you off.
No.
The first thing is your food and then how you work out. I think that's, you know, I barely realized that, so I'm barely catching on to that, guys. What are you saying?
Yeah, so I want to do that, and I'm like, damn, this chick really helped me out. Like,
yeah.
I want to feel that way of helping people
feel
out,
bad,
you know?
Feel better.
And feeling better and just helping them out and be the change in their life.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. how would you go? Have you, like, started making a business plan for everything? Or when do you finish school?
So I haven't really thought of that yet. As far as finishing school, I think it's probably towards the end of the year, because it's depending on how I go. It's not really like a semester by semester. So it's depending
on... that should drive you more, dude.
Yeah.
It's more on... That's how it was with the personal training stuff.
Yeah.
It's more on how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like... It's on your own pace, basically.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I need to... In order for me to move on, I need to learn the concept really well. So it's going to take me a while.
Yeah. You're doing good, though. You're already on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm open-minded, so I kind of know what I want to do. So, but as far as, like, business, that's all I have. But I'll definitely hit you up when the time comes.
I feel like you can definitely start off having, like, a website and just promoting it and then getting content and everything. That's one thing I've been realizing, dude. Like, I low-key have a whole, on the camera, everything. I could run the whole thing. A lot of my friends are, like, starting up and everything, so I've been, like, thinking, I'm like, yo, I can even help people with business and stuff. So I'm like, low-key, like, it's, you know, it's about, I'm trying to use all the possibilities as a platform to help other people. So if you have a business, you're starting up, you are a nutritionist, anything, personal training, you play basketball, musician, hit me up. We'll do some sessions with the camera. I got you guys. I want to school to be director. I haven't really tapped into it like that. I think more with the brand I have. I've seen maybe the magazine, stuff like that. But now I'm trying to open it for other people, what I can do.
And I feel like once you connect with people like that, it's like, it's winning, you know? Like, you have to surround yourself with
That shit is so important.
People.
It's so important. Like,
it's like, your life depends on the people that you hang out with. You know, if you're with, like, people that don't really know what they're going to do or, like, you know. But that's when you have to boost them up. And
do you feel
like,
the energy off people?
Like, I do.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Can you tell, like, based just looking at somebody, if you're going to be cool with them?
I feel it.
Energy,
yeah,
right?
It's
energy,
the
energy, dude. That's why I always talk to people. I'm like, put on it here. I'm all energy. Like, it really is energy.
Exactly.
It really is. So do you go, like, basing your life off energy then? You like, you try to
energy,
really keep
that.
Like,
if I feel like it's not, like, a positive energy, I'm just like...
Can't have that around.
Yeah, we can't have that around.
But it's really important, though, like, that top circle, you know, that you have, the people, like, your day-to-day people, you gotta make sure everybody's on the same, like, you know, type of mindset. What drives you?
What drives me? I just want to be successful. I want to help.
I felt that you said it.
You know, like, I just want to be successful. I don't want to be working my ass off for something that I don't want to do. And I've seen people struggle as, like, my family, like my mom, for example. Like, I really want to help her out, like, as much as I can, you know? And, like, I just want to be successful. I'm like, what? You're good?
I'm edit this part. We could just switch to this one then, because then this one cut off right here.
I know.
Bad passwords.
So what do you
mean? I don't want it to record me. I'm gonna edit this part.
Okay.
But thinking.
So it's not recording, right?
No.
And then this is blocking the way. Is that okay?
What?
This?
Yeah, it's good.
Because it wasn't like on my face.
You're cool. If I just crop it.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
I feel like I'm going to have to just probably at least get the audio, and then I'll just play with all the clips that I have. This part, I'm for sure going to have to edit it out.
Okay.
Probably this one. You still can't even see my ass? All right.
Why'd you put it second?
The little clip?
Yeah, the cover.
I think that's the tightest it goes.
No, like, de lado, no?
Like that?
Yeah. There you go.
It'll be different, but it's still dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, hella different angles. So what were we saying for the last?
What drives you?
Yeah, what drives you?
Right?
What would you say drives you?
Just success. I want to be successful, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be living a hard life, especially, like, making the decisions now that we're young and we're that's why I'm saying, like, it's so important that you surround yourself with positive people and have, like, open mind and a driving mind that can help each other out, you know? For example, for, like, you want to do all these business stuff.
Yes.
It's, like, it's very encouraging, you know? And it's very important, too. So, I feel like that's very...
Like, it's all about, like, I wouldn't say, like, I don't want to be cliche about it either, but like it's all about building like that community to like, you know, people around you to like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's really important. The people you hang out with, you know, what you do, reactions, you know, what you're building for yourself, you know? What would you say has really kind of been the biggest change in your life in the most positive way?
I'd say moving forward, even though it's been a journey, you know? Like, I've never let back, or I've never settled, I guess you can say. And I just kept pushing forward, even through the hard times.
That's so important to push, yeah.
It's hard. It's not easy, you know? But it's like, it depends on you, too. You know, it's easier for others, it's harder for others. It was hard for me, but I try to make it, like, possible, you know? All the possibilities.
No, nice. You're doing good, though. No, you know, I see you on your grind, too. It's so important, dude.
Yeah.
It really is. Do you read? Do you like to read?
I like to read. But since I'm starting to go to school again,
so
it's like, I can't really focus. I have to focus on one thing.
How do you balance your schedule? I love asking people that, because it helps me.
I get it. So I work out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get that done, do any errands that I need to do, study, obviously, now that I'm going back to school, studying, and then usually for my work schedule, since I work at the gym, it's part-time, so it's a few days only. And then I just work, and then I knock out early, get that workout in again the next morning.
Do you feel like being at the gym really, do you feel energy being at the gym? Like, does it motivate you even more?
Hell yeah.
Because you're seeing constantly people
are
like...
And it motivates
you. You're seeing people who are like, hell yeah, like constantly.
Yeah,
like, so
damn,
like,
I want to do that. I want to go heavier.
Yeah, that's why I love, like, I don't mind when I'm in the gym. I'll just kind of chill a bit. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Yeah, so, like, when it was, like, the whole pandemic situation, it was hard working out at home. Like, the motivation, it was just not there.
It's different.
It's working out
at home. That's what I was talking to at the gym. I was like, I have my equipment here and everything, you know,
yeah.
I do myself, but it's not... It doesn't compare it to being an actual gym.
Yeah, it's a different type of motivation. And, like, sometimes I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do this at home. And it's like, I never do it. You know, I never do it.
I feel like it's the energy that everybody, like, in one room, like, trying to, like, get themselves better.
Yeah,
and you're kind of just, like, doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You work at Coast, right? Coast Fitness. How is the gym over there? Because I know it's very, like, I've heard it's a very, like, a lot of big name people go work out there.
It has
a lot of attention.
It has a lot of attention now. It used to be like...
Little promo for Coast. Little promo for Coast.
What's up, Coast? You see me? I'm here. So it's been good. It's been really busy.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. I mean, now that gyms are opening up, it's been mellowed down a lot more. But it's been super busy. There's a lot of like... how do you say it? Like fitness...
Enthusiasts.
They're like instructors,
you know.
It's, do you know Simeon Panda? Shout out to Simeon Panda.
I don't.
No? Yeah, he's like a big fitness, like bodybuilder guy. They go all the time. But before the pandemic, it was super mellow. Everybody was like family, you know? Like
it was a sense of like community.
Yeah, nobody knew about it. It was cool, but you know, sometimes you have to do some changes, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, a lot of people took it bad, as in, like, why is it open? Why this? Why that? Because
they never closed, right?
Yeah, they never. I don't think they ever closed.
That's cool because, I mean, they try to, like, you know, I feel like the gyms are so essential to what was happening when it first happened because, like, dude, like, a lot of the workout homies are, like, dude, like, we can't just, like, we gotta keep working out.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
and it's, like, it's taking care of your health.
And that's,
you know, a lot of people think it's, like, no, why are you gonna go? You're gonna get sick. Like, okay,
I got that too.
You know? Like, we get it, but you're gonna take precautions. You're gonna be precautious, you know? As long as you're doing that, you're good. You're set. But you're doing that for your own health, so you won't prevent what's going
you're
on.
Taking
to
care
have
of your body, your
exactly.
immune system.
You have to
know.
Be strong. And if you think it's a bad idea, don't go.
Do not go.
Like, I'm alive. I'm good. You know? Thankfully, my health is good. And we're just going to keep going. We have to make the best out of things, you know? And now the gyms are opening up, so.
With your workouts and everything, do you take pre-workout? Do you take, like, shakes? Like, what's your...
I don't take any pre-workout. I honestly just take BCAAs for, like, recovery and, like, soreness.
Yeah.
And then just, like, protein shakes. Typical protein. Nothing too major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep it chilled?
Yeah, I keep
it
chilled. Yeah. And I take steroids, too. I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Bro, that's not ACP. What would you say is, like, what's one of your biggest goals right now?
So, my big goal, as far
as,
like,
biggest
what,
goals,
like,
I say in life,
for
you, where you would, like, right now, something that you're, like, very much driven for.
So, right now, I'm really driving for bikini competition.
No way, that's tight. Get that, girl.
So I'm excited.
That.
So there's, like, a lot of bikini competitors.
That's
shout out to Jess. She's one of them. And Taylor, too.
That's
yeah, they motivated me to do that, you know? And I really want to see, like, what my body's capable of doing and just seeing it transform 100%. But it is physically, you have to be physically, mentally ready for it. It's a whole change, you know? Like, the way you eat. And I'm willing to freaking do it, you know? Like, I'm willing to do it.
Have you started the process for it yet, or do you?
I have not, no. I do want to, like, obviously, I did, that's one of my goals, too. But as of right now, financially, like, it's not a good idea. But eventually, I do want to do it.
I feel like working out and, like, having this, would you say, okay, I have my thought personally, I'll say it after. Would you say this whole health world, working out, is expensive to take care of your body?
It is expensive, but it's so much worth it.
It's an investment, right?
You know?
It's, I mean, it's you, too. You know, we're so important.
Right. It's like, you have to take care of your health. Especially if you're young, it's better to take care of your health now than when you're older. It's going to be, it's probably going to be harder. I'm not sure. I'm obviously not there yet. I don't have anything to say about that. But if you're young and you're able to do so, like, do it. Like, take care of yourself, stay wealthy, stay healthy, you know.
How have your 20s been for you? Because, like, I feel like that's also a big subject, like, the early 20s.
Yeah.
It's, like, I feel like from, like, 18 to 27 kind of really shapes how you're going to be throughout adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it might be different ages, but for me, I feel personally that's what
the
highlight of the ages.
Yeah, I feel like adulthood has been hitting, like, hard.
I get you, like, a tear on my face.
Yeah, it's been hitting. Sometimes my moods, I try to be as positive as possible, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, you can only do so much, you know? So it's like, like, you let shit get to you, and it's like, you get in a bad mood. Like, sometimes my sister realizes, she's like, oh my gosh, like, you're, like, in a bad mood, and this and that. And I'm like, adult, and then she tells me, too, like, adulthood hits, you know? Like, it's hard, life is hard. But like we said, you have to stay positive. You have to, you know, have a positive mentality to keep your day going, and everything's gonna be okay. Bob Marley, don't worry.
That's right. Do you feel like adulthood? Do you feel like it's very important to keep your mind intact in your 20s?
What do you mean?
Like, keep your mind focused on one subject, or
no? I feel like you need to be open.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to be open and see what changes you like, want to see, and see what fits you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, for example, for dental assisting for me, it wasn't a good fit for me, you know? And I'm glad it was good. I learned a lot, but I'm glad I distanced myself, because obviously that's not something I want to do. And obviously, if I weren't to have an open mind, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now by deciding to go back to school and stuff like that. I would have just stayed there, you know? So I feel like, when it comes to, like, the 20s, like, I feel like there's no rush, you know? You have to go with the flow and see what fits you.
Build yourself up.
Yeah, and, like, don't stress it. I used to stress it a lot. And I'm like, dude, I'm too young to be doing that, you know? And it's like...
Well, do you feel like there's more pressure as being... Because you're first gen, right, as well?
Yeah.
You're first generation?
Yeah.
Family? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's more pressure that's applied to us? I talked about this in another podcast, but my sister, especially, have a big family, too.
Right.
Do you feel like you have pressure applied to you to make sure, like, you know?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think it's just all depending on me, I guess you can say.
Yeah,
because, like, my sister would tell me, too. She's like, don't stress it. And sometimes, this is what, like, my older sister, JoJo's mom.
Yeah.
She told me, she's like, I would vent to her, and she'll be like, as long as you're happy, that's all that matters. You have to be happy in order to keep it moving, you know?
You have to be happy.
Like, that's always stuck to my head, and I'm like, it doesn't matter where you're working, doesn't matter what you're doing, doesn't matter if you're getting home late, as long as you're happy and you're doing, if you have an open mind and you're going for what you want, that's all that matters, you know? Happiness. And that's always stuck to me, and it's very important. Like, life can get really hard sometimes, and we have that little negative little talks in our heads. And I was just talking to a friend of mine, too, about it, and it's like, it's those little talks, they're a little pain in the butt, you know?
Yeah,
but you have to make
the
best out of it.
It's really catching yourself, though, when you're, like, being negative towards yourself, because...
Yeah.
You know, you'll probably be so accustomed to being negative to yourself and be like, damn, or like, you know, fuck. But it's kind of like you have to catch those moments, and like, that's really, you're harming yourself when you tell yourself that. You know, you're really doing damage to yourself.
Exactly.
Every day is a new day. It's a new opportunity to be different.
Yeah,
to really,
exactly.
Like, it really is to just be better. Like, dude, all you need to be is 1% better every day.
Yeah.
Like, just
it all depends on you.
It really does.
It
and, you know, go out, be happy, you know. When you're stressing, what helps you? Like, what makes you get back to Ash?
The gym. I'm telling you, the gym has been very helpful.
I feel
you
that,
know,
that.
Like, when it comes to stress. Like, when I would go to school, what got me into gym, the fitness industry, was because I obviously, I played sports in high school.
Yeah.
But then...
Soccer, right?
Soccer, yeah. And... I didn't know what else to do, so I decided to join the gym, and then after that, I did realize, I guess that's why I'm like, well, I wouldn't say I'm so positive because of that, but I mean, it has changed my mood 100%, you know, and I'm not stuck.
No, it's so important, dude, happiness, and like, would you say you're a big advocate for mental health as well?
Yeah.
Only imagine.
Yeah.
It's
sure.
So important. Yeah, it's so important.
It's
dude.
So important. And that's why, like, for, like, my little niece and nephew, like, I try to, like, always have them, like, go out with them.
Yeah.
Start young. Because I obviously didn't start young. Like, that's why when I have kids, I want to start them young and stay active. Because it's gonna benefit you in the long run.
It's going to benefit you and then them and just everybody around.
Exactly.
I feel like now us having, we're definitely grow different from our parents and our family. Like, this is the first time that we're growing up differently, and this is a chance for us to really kind of have a difference and make a difference in our kids, make a difference with, you know, the younger generation.
Right.
I would say being tapped in with your emotions is so important. It really is. It's a big part, you know, especially my guys. It's so important to be tapped in. You balance it out, though. You know what I mean? You kind of have to balance things. You balance your flow. You know, you really have to, like... I have my board right there, and I kind of write things down sometimes.
Yeah, I was doing that right now.
I
love it.
You guys know, I always mention it. The board. We know the board. it's all about the writing things down, writing your feelings down. You know, I think that's so important, too. Honestly, like, a journal, writing, you know, seeing where you're at mentally,
right.
Seeing where you're at, you know... It's so important. Write stuff down, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so good that you do these podcast stuff, because you get different perspectives from everyone.
I love it. All
you
guys
that
come on. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's very different. And people need to, like, interact with others a lot more so they can get different perspectives from a person, you know? And I feel like it's important now because, obviously, of what's going on. You know, it's been rough. And people need... to talk to people, and it's like they can't really go to, well, some can go to their family members, but some can't, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like very evolving when you interact with other people and do like podcasts and stuff like that, you know? So it's like, it's important. for, like you said, like community, you know?
It is. And I've been learning off everybody, you know.
Right.
Everybody that's come on the podcast, you guys have helped me. You know,
yeah,
getting,
and you're helping
you know,
me right now, too, with, like, business and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
so
yeah.
Tough.
And that's why it's important to, you know, meet new people. And, I mean, I've been since high school. But, you know, like, just interacting with more people like that. And you'll grow. You'll definitely grow.
It's growth. It's all about growth.
Exactly.
You know, you have to keep yourself level, dude. You really, really do. What do you have going on this year coming? Like, do you have any plans or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Anything to look out for with Ash? What's popping? What's popping?
Well,
what's
I was
doing?
Telling Tony that I was doing a YouTube channel and I wanted to travel, but obviously we can't really do that. But
yeah,
I think they've mellowed down with that.
It seems like it's mellowing. I mean, truthfully, I might go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. How is that?
How's
Puerto Rico?
It's cool. It's cool. It's nice, dude. You know, I definitely recommend it to everybody.
Right. You know what that Puerto Rico reminds me of? Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing,
yeah,
really?
I love that movie.
It's so funny.
It was filmed there, right?
I'm not sure. Was it?
Yeah.
It was filmed?
I think so.
It probably was.
Yeah. It's such a dope movie.
It's good, though. It's good. I just want to go for probably all the possibilities, go do a shoot, get a little something for summer.
So yeah.
Quick little shoot. It's nice, though. If you ever get the opportunity, let me know. Anybody let me know when you guys go to Puerto Rico. I have all plugs out there. It's a good time.
For sure.
Shout out to all my gente boricua. What's up? You guys listen, watch this. But no, travel, dude.
Yeah.
I noticed the vaccinations for the COVID are already going around.
Yeah.
One of my friends already got the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have a few friends I got it too.
Everybody's getting it. She's traveling. She's in Mississippi right now. Shout out.
Oh, nice.
I say just keep it low-key.
You know,
don't go too far, you know, wear the mask, keep everybody protected.
Yeah, you have to keep yourself safe, keep your family safe.
You can even do, like, start posting, like, talking about business real quick, TikToks. TikToks are, you know, do go on TikTok.
Also, like,
I've been
Instagram,
on TikToks, Instagram,
like, stories.
The reels, the Instagram reels. It's like, Instagram reels, it's kind of like TikToks, it's the TikTok for Instagram.
Right.
Your shit will blow up. Your shit will blow up on the reels, because they're trying to promote reels right now because they're trying to make themselves the new TikTok, Instagram. So what they're doing is they're putting all the reels on the Explore page. So your shit will come out. Like,
yeah, I noticed that. Oh my god, this is like
TikTok. Yeah.
I'm like, am I on TikTok or Instagram?
Right now is the time, honestly, for podcasts. I feel like COVID has, for everything, COVID has really brought out so many entrepreneurs. Like, I'm seeing so many people.
And
now.
So
like,
many
it's,
with
it's tight. It's
like potential. Like,
it's tight.
You don't, I mean, for me, like, honestly,
this is really
like,
tight.
But a lot of people have been coming out with, like, crazy shit, you know? And it's, like, that's good. Like, building your own business and everything, you know? Focusing on yourself, saving money if you need to. It's been helpful. It's been challenging, but it's been...
I think this is going to have a very big impact after COVID in a good way.
Yeah,
I think
in a positive way, yeah.
This might be our roaring 20s.
Mm-hmm.
The 2020s, like, you know, after the epidemic, 1920s. I think this is going to be our big, like, you know, everything.
Right.
People who have been working behind the scenes, whether, you know, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at right now listening to this, I think that there's going to be a big impact after COVID. I mean, look at the stock market's been changing. Everything's been just kind of like, this is a perfect time and opportunity to really focus on you and start, you know, really building for yourself and building for what's going to happen for your future.
Exactly.
It's, you know, this is it. Like, hop on now.
I know, exactly. You have, like, so much time, you know? I mean, it's hard, but you have so much time to do you, you know? Do you, and don't settle, and just keep pushing through.
Do you stay true?
Do you stay true, you know?
Put down a t-shirt, do you stay true? What is something, like, that you know now, you know, Ash now, future Ash, would you go back and tell your 16-year-old self? Knowing what you know now.
What do you mean?
Like, knowing what you know now, everything, like, you know, mindset, and where you're at now. As a woman, what would you go and tell yourself? You know, your 16-year-old self.
I would tell myself, don't be negative. Don't let those little things get to you.
True.
And I feel like it gets to a lot of people,
yeah.
You know?
It
gets to a lot. It brings people down.
It
and it's like, it's you, you know? It's you telling yourself that.
I know, it's
but,
you, huh? That's
yeah,
the most craziest
and
part.
It's crazy.
You're your worst enemy. You really are.
You really are, and you can't let that shit get to you. You can't.
I feel like mindset is what really changes, like...
Everything.
Dude, because you can ruin a relationship with just overthinking. You can ruin a friendship with just overthinking. You can really, like... Dude, you're your own insecurity. You really are. It's about,
really
like,
are.
Getting yourself out of that.
Yeah.
What would you tell yourself? That you can say that, then?
I feel like negativity, I just don't like negativity, it's just like, that's a big impact
in
your life.
100%.
Just keep pushing through.
Keep pushing through. What does all the possibilities mean to you?
Todo es posible. Todo es posible, and you're going to get to it. It's a process, but it's possible.
It is possible.
You know? I need that rhyme.
Yeah.
But what does it mean, like, for you?
For me?
The creator.
For me, all the possibilities means pretty much just making a big impact. It means literally creating, doing, and taking action. It's all the possibilities. I feel like it's different for everybody, because I feel like I've asked this in a couple podcasts. I know listeners have heard me say it, but I feel like it just means, for me, very much impact, change. It's all the possibilities. Like, it's so much, honestly.
Right.
It's so much. Like, it's overwhelming.
It is.
It's like,
yeah.
It's all the possibilities. You know what I mean?
Towards action, towards process, towards
everything.
Towards everything.
That's where, like, I feel like the brand is gaining its traction because of the name. Like, everybody's telling the name, dude, the name.
Yeah, I like the logo.
And the logo, yeah, finally, I have a logo now, the circle and the stars. I'm trying to, I was telling myself, like, I know Adidas has the three stripes, so I was like, no, I'm going to challenge Adidas.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm going to be, it's all the possibilities, the brand with the three stars.
Right.
So I was like, let's go. I'm trying to challenge myself, doing everything, doing all this. You know, I have my workstation right there. Those are colors I go off of, designs coming out and everything.
That's so nice.
I try to just, you know, this year I have a lot of stuff coming up with the brand. We're doing collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
I have a food collaboration coming out. I never thought of the food collaboration with all the possibilities.
And what ended up happening with the, of you guys, remember we scheduled for Friday of last week? But
the charity event?
Yeah.
So we're doing it today. So the charity event, I'm trying to do it every once a month. I'm trying to switch up locations, though, because we've just been working off the South Central location area. if you ever want to come through.
What time is it today?
At 3? 3 to, like, 3:45. It's pretty fast. I usually pull up at 2, and I'll do the snack bags, and I'll just get everything ready. So once 3 gets, just boom, boom, you know, have it organized. I'm trying to do it every once a month. If you're in the LA area, you want to come through, all the possibilities, charity event every once a month towards the last Friday of the month, I usually do it. I'm trying to cover more areas in the South Central, from Wilmington location to Long Beach, just multiple areas.
Right.
We're just trying to cover all of LA. And then we're also, usually what I do with the brands is when I drop stuff, I donate a percentage to charity to, I know the last t-shirt we did, I donated some to was it an organization that helps immigrant cases out towards like Santa Ana that way. They're connected with like somebody out there in Mexico. It's just all about reaching out, dude.
Yeah.
You know, making like, I want this brand to have a platform.
And
you know,
meeting people. Yeah.
It's all about connections. It's all about
it's
connections.
It's all about
connections. It is.
Yeah.
It's so important, yo. It's so important. This is one life. Like, you know, how you live it, how you perceive it, how you really do this. Really, you know, tomorrow's not promised.
Exactly.
Tomorrow's
exactly.
not promised. Wake up today, be a badass, you know, go in,
yeah.
be ham, really. It's all in your mind.
It is.
It's all in your mind. And it's crazy saying it out loud, because, like, you know, you'll go back to it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's really all in your mind.
It's really all in your mind.
It's really all in your mind. It's like,
yeah.
yo.
And life is too short. Life is too short to even be stressed about anything, you know. Be happy. Be happy.
Be happy.
You know?
Be good. Be cool with people.
Be good with
you know?
People. You know, you don't know what people go through right now. You're not. And if they give you a bad attitude, oh well. You know, it happens. We're gonna meet people like that, and it's okay. It's okay. And you just have to push through and not let it get to you. Because at the end of the day, you're gonna let it happen to you, and it's gonna ruin your day, and you don't need it for what? Just for those 5 seconds. You know?
You're just gonna carry that energy with you.
Yeah,
people,
you're
so,
just
you know?
Gonna carry that energy, and it's like really not necessary. So
make a bigger impact.
Right.
Be better.
Be
1% better at least every day.
Yep.
I want to thank you for coming on to this episode.
Thanks
for
having me, man. This is dope. It's my first time doing this. How did
it's
I do?
It's hard.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, man.
Thanks for having me.
I'm very appreciative.
Yeah. So good to see you.
I know. It's been a cool minute. It's been since high school.
Yeah.
Since high school. It's been a cool minute. But thank
but
you.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch.
I think I should have you back on the episode.
Yeah.
sure.
Approved. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you though, and guys, I will leave Ash's information. Tap in. You want to say anything before we go?
It was nice meeting you guys. Hope you guys are enjoying this. But I'm hoping you guys enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. I think if you guys want to tap in with anything nutrition-wise, tap in with Ash. She will help you guys.
Comment on his thing, and then we'll get through it.
I'll leave her info. Tap in the YouTube channel, dude. I hope it's going to just hop on it. If you need any help, you know I'm here.
Yeah.
Big love, guys. Thank you, guys. This is another
episode.
Until then, take care and big
love.
Bye,
guys. Damn, that's
dope. That shit was
40
minutes.
How did I do?
You did better than my homie.
Is there any improvement on anything that you think?
I think.